post, the halfback toss, the sweep, the deep out, the pistol.
And they're going to run an inside give to Hunter, and he's hammered. No, Kaepernick keeps it, thinking left and runs it in for a touchdown.
The Greg Roman Show, the 49ers offensive coordinator with Murph and Mac. On KNBR, the sports leader.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk 49er football with offensive coordinator Greg Roman. His show is brought to you by Dr. Scott Hiver, the official eye doctor of the San Francisco 49ers with offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. The Greg Roman Show also brought to you by Porcelanosa, providing you with all of your kitchen, bathroom, tile, and floor needs. And brought to you by Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Well, Greg, after a real short, hectic week, you guys finally got to have a weekend off. So as we welcome you on the Ring Central guest line, how are you doing and how'd that weekend treat you? Did you guys use it to work or did you guys use it to catch your breath?
Well, good morning, guys. A little bit of both, really. Coach gave us Saturday off, so we got to spend some family time. But beyond that, we're really working on the Texans, focused on them. They're a very good team. I'm sitting here watching them on film right now.
Yeah, and before we get to the Texans a little bit, I want to review some of the stuff that happened in St. Louis. And, you know, it's funny because everything feels so good after blowing them out. But to remember that noise going into that game, man, there was like a lot of gripping among the fans and what's going on. And how did you guys feel entering that game with your game plan? Did you know you were going to run it as effectively as you did?
I don't think you ever know for sure how it's going to go. You know, just remembering last year against the Rams and, you know, how tough they were, we knew we had our hands full. And the players just really did a phenomenal job all week, as short as it was, of focusing in and really played with an edge. And it really showed during the game.
Yeah, and I guess for you guys, and you as a play caller, it had to be deeply satisfying to see you guys kind of road grade them. I mean, to you, was that the O-line first and foremost, or was that Frank Gore, the old warhorse, saying, look at me, I'm still the man?
Well, it's never just one guy, you know. It's never just one thing. It's always a combination of things, and it really was the combination of the O-line just coming off the ball, smacking people in the mouth, and Frank, you know, making guys miss. And he was running. He really looked good in that game, making guys miss, getting extra yards after contact, running through arm tackles. But also, you know, the run game is always complemented with the pass game and the play action, and they all kind of work together. So we kind of got a little groove going and made first downs, and guys were out there having fun.
Is that who you guys are going forward, Greg? We're talking to Greg Roman, 49ers offensive coordinator on the Ring Central guest line. Is that who you guys are going forward? You're going to be a run first, even with Colin Kaepernick's amazing physical skills. Do you guys need to be an O-line Frank Gore team first?
Yeah, you know, I guess some people would want to put us into that category, and I wouldn't jump to that conclusion. I mean, I think we want to be able to change gears, ideally, you know, be able to throw it, be able to run it, be able to keep people off balance. You know, so we never talk about that kind of stuff, you know, as coaches, really ever. And it's really, how are we going to win this game? What's the best way to win this game? Where do we feel great? The best matchups are, you know, what have we done? What can we now do off of what we've done? And so it's really not something we're too concerned about. We're more concerned about, you know, our players and how we can apply our players and put them in the right spots. And, you know, whether it's the run game, the pass game, it really doesn't matter week in and week out. But it's how we can attack a team with the players we have available.
That's interesting because, you know, I mean, as you know from spending your life in football and dealing with the media loves labels, right? We want to put everything in a neat little box.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here to say that you guys are not, you don't preach that. You preach, how do we beat the Houston Texans with those specific matchups?
There's no question. You know, I think anytime you get narrow-minded and say we're this or we're that, or this is all we can do, or this is how we're going to do it, you know, the other teams are good too. And I think you always want to have the ability to change gears. And, you know, if they're overloading one thing, you can do another, that type of thing. And, you know, try to put your players in the best spots you can so they can make plays.
Yeah, and, you know, in the game last week, and I guess going forward, too, I was hoping you could comment a little bit about Bruce Miller and the role he's played so far. Some nice blocking and helping out the offensive line and opening things up for Frank. And just wondering what your impressions and your critiques have been of his role so far.
Well, I think Bruce had his best game of the year by far, and it was really good to see. We watched the film yesterday, actually. Coach gave him some time off, well-deserved time off. And, you know, I think we really pointed out some of those game-changing plays Bruce had blocking. And, you know, that's something we're used to seeing from Bruce.
Yeah, good to see. And so I can't believe we've gone this long in the interview with Greg Roman and not mentioned Colin Kaepernick's game because, obviously, you know, quarterback, and him. He's such a compelling figure. And he had his first little skid as a starter. He had two losses in a row, and people were wondering what's going on. And, Greg, I'm thinking at the end of the first quarter, when you guys are down 3-0, there was still some gripping going on, especially among the fans. And to me, to my eyes, it all broke on that 3rd-and-10 play where he found Anquan Boldin for about 42 yards. A couple plays later, he hit Boldin on that laser for a touchdown. And it was like, oh, man, that's the Colin Kaepernick, you know, that we fell in love with. Is that what your view was, too? And on that play to Boldin, did Kaepernick wait an extra second in the pocket? And is that what's going to take going forward, that he needs to kind of develop that patience in the pocket?
Well, again, I guess we really don't look at things quite that way. I totally understand, you know, the angst or whatnot. I'm sure we feel some angst, too, when things aren't going the way we want. But those were two great plays, two huge plays in the game, and really, really good throws. Anquan, you know, really got us going with that play, and then the touchdown play and his effort to get in the end zone. No, Colin's doing well, and, you know, really should only just continue to get better. And I think, you know, you're going to see a lot of different types of throws from him, quick, you know, three-step, five-step, deeper, all those throws. So, you know, again, it's really just a function of everybody working together. And the O-line's got to pass protect. Guys got to get open. Colin's got to make the reads and the throws, you know, and if you take one of those out of the equation, you're probably not going to have the result you want.
Yeah, well, it'll be fun to watch him to continue, and those throws seem to just loosen everybody up. He found Vernon Davis later for a touchdown,
including himself, too, because it was good to see Kaepernick kind of lighthearted, at least at the end of the game on the sideline with a smile on his face.
Do you wonder if because before the game, Greg, they showed him on the NFL Network. God, the guy looked like his head was going to explode. He was very intense. Are you okay with that, or is he too intense?
Yeah, of course. Colin's an intense competitor, very focused, and you know, I said something to him the other day, a day before the game or something, or about smiling or something like that. And he said, "I'll smile when we win."
There you go.
I said, "That works for me."
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're talking a few more minutes with Greg Roman, 49ers offensive coordinator. And now on to Houston Texans. Here they come. And obviously, I think it all starts with J.J. Watt, right? I mean, what a player out of the University of Wisconsin. Gosh, he just seems like you must be watching him on film, and your eyes must go right to him. And so he plays, you know, who gets him this weekend? What's the strategy? And is your game plan to kind of neutralize him? And you know, is that the main focus?
Well, he's a special player, there's no doubt. And I think, you know, with their scheme down there, it's a pretty simple, straightforward, aggressive scheme. They're going to pressure a lot. They're going to rush five. The majority of the time, and you know, they just pin their ears back, and he's a guy that they give a lot of freedom to, and he can do, you know, he can take certain gaps, he can adjust on the fly, and he's fully capable of doing it. He's very instinctive, and you know, he's got, I think he set an NFL record last year for tip passes, and you know, he gets a lot of TFLs. And the more you watch the film, everybody knows this going into the game, yet you continue to see it. So I think you've got to plan around him. But there's also some other very good players on that team, namely Cushing stands out. Mm-hmm. And their whole front seven is very good. You know, you watch that Seattle game the other day. Other than the quarterback running around. They really couldn't get much going. So we got our hands full. We're excited about it, very excited about picking up where we left off. And it's just going to take a real good week of practice.
Yeah, and Sunday night at Candlestick, it'll be another electric environment. Finally, just I guess one kind of housekeeping question, and that is about Quentin Patton with the broken foot. Who you know, John Baldwin, you know, made an appearance, and I just kind of wondering about the status of your receiver depth chart now. Does Baldwin become that much more primary with Patton out?
Yeah, I think John's definitely going to get some more opportunities. I love what he did with his opportunities the other night against the Rams. Played a physical style. Cap gave him a couple good tight body throws, and he made the plays, and he just continues to get more comfortable with what we're doing. But, you know, I feel confident with our whole receiving core, and I really like their attitude, and I really think we're going to get better and better as the year goes on. And, you know, Kyle Williams will get more time, you know, Marlon Moore, and, you know, obviously Anquan, and you know, Baldwin. So,
yeah,
I really believe John's going to take a little bit more. He'll see more action.
Okay, John Baldwin. And finally, Greg, you know you're not doing a media interview without a media person asking a media question, and that is, would you be interested in the USC Trojan head coaching job that you have already been linked to on the internet?
Well, I'm not interested in any job but the one I have, and you know, all my focus is on this job, and that's the only one I'm interested in. And the more I watch J.J. Watt, the more factual that statement becomes. So we've got a great organization here at the Niners, and we've been able to accomplish some things. And we certainly look forward to what we can accomplish now and in the future.
I appreciate it, Greg, and we always appreciate the chat. So get back to work, and we'll talk to you next time, okay?
Thanks, Greg.
You bet, guys. Have a great day.